Welcome to the Edge of Creativity podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Kincaid, and joining me today is Scott McGregor, founder of the Outlier Project and editor-in-chief of Outlier Magazine. Scott, thank you so much for being here today.
Cassie, I am so excited. Oh my goodness, I love spending time with you. You are easily one of my favorite people.
You are so kind, Scott. It's so great to spend time with you today. And I cannot wait to delve into your journey, and particularly your outlier journey. So this is going to be a good one, folks. Okay, so to kick us off, Scott, can you describe where your outlier journey began and how it led to the creation of the Outlier Project?
Yeah, we're going to have to go way back,
but
I'll try not to make this too tedious for anybody. It literally goes back to my childhood. So I grew up, you know, relatively poor, but in a very affluent town. So I stuck out like a sore thumb. And, you know, when you're young, your whole world probably doesn't expand that much beyond your hometown. Like, that's your world. And I was just trying to figure out life. And I was trying to figure out, like, why we're, you know, the way we were living was very different from everybody around me. So I was a super curious kid. And I thought that curiosity was because of my economic circumstances. Flash forward, I'm now 57 and I'm as curious as I've ever been. So part of kind of this outlier journey is that curiosity. I'm just wildly curious about people in general. But also, when I was younger, I knew I thought differently than my peers, and not in a good way. Like, it wasn't something I was celebrating. It was almost like, oh boy, like, I felt like a little out of place, like a little weird, a little, you know, different from everybody else, because I just saw the world maybe a little bit differently. And, you know, it went from maybe those feelings of insecurity or I don't fit in to becoming really what I view now as like a superpower. Because when I got out of college and I started working, that contrarian outlier nature that I always had, that desire to show up differently, the desire to take the road less traveled, it really brought me a fairly significant level of success. So I was achieving things that, quite honestly, my peers were not achieving. And I was like, why is this happening for me? Because I don't really see any great advantage that I have over anybody else. Like, I didn't have more connections or money or anything like that. And I quickly realized that showing up differently, the desire to show up differently and not blend in, the desire to take that road less traveled, it's where success lies. So my thought of being an outlier, which I didn't call it being an outlier when I was 7 or 8 years old, it really became something that I embraced. And embracing what living an outlier life could mean for me and others is really one of the reasons why I started the Outlier Project.
And so explain what, like, kind of give us an overview of what this passion and has kind of blossomed into, called the Outlier Project.
Yeah, so the Outlier Project is really meant to celebrate and support the people I admire the most in the world, which are outliers, which are people that don't want to live a vanilla life. They don't want to sleepwalk through life. They don't want to go with the thundering herd. They really do want to show up differently. And so we want to provide a space where people can really do two basic things. One is make really meaningful connections and build really meaningful relationships with a very eclectic group of people. And secondly, have extremely unique learning and development opportunities that you really can't get anywhere else. So I think that combination of building really powerful relationships and having really great ways to learn and develop together has made for an exceptional experience for me personally, but for the 750 people that we have currently in the Outlier Project. I just know that in my life, I've wound up in these really great magical situations. And when I stand in those spots or sit in those rooms or have those conversations, I sometimes am thinking, how in the world did I get here? Like, what am I doing here? And the cool thing is, it's never a straight line. Like, when I reverse engineer it and I say, how am I on this podcast right now? It's never a straight line. It's always this very twisty, turny, circuitous path that brought me here today. That if I had tried to predict it, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And so I'm a big believer in kind of living into the answers and developing relationships with really interesting people doing interesting things. And that's you in a nutshell. You know, you've got this wild enthusiasm and curiosity and heart for giving back. And those are the people I want to surround myself with. And I just know the more that I do that, the more I'm going to wind up in those unexpected places.
I love how you have crafted it to just be a group of people to be supportive, and the whole learning and development piece. Because I love that creativity is, of course, curious, right? If you're not curious, then you're not thinking of new ideas. But how it stands apart, how it's more honestly transformational than transactional. And a group of people that's open-minded enough to continue learning is just so vital. Because if we think we know it all or have achieved certain success, then there's not that learning piece to see if things can be done better than what they are.
I totally agree. Everyone I know that succeeded and, you know, done amazing things in their life, they're all lifelong learners, every single one of them. They all have this curiosity and they want to know more, they want to learn more, regardless of Olympic gold medals and New York Times best-selling, you know, books and, you know, successful businesses and all these things that people have achieved. I just see all of them, at least the people that I know, as being super curious and all lifelong learners.
And I love how your leadership in the Outlier Project, you continue to look for it to be better. And like the new platform that you guys have recently launched, I'd love for you to describe some of your favorite features of that and the people that you have brought on board to be top advisors and different things like that.
Yeah, there's so many cool things going on. It's like, you know, picking your favorite whatever. It's hard to do. There's a couple things that we've launched that I'm really, really proud of and really passionate about. One is something called Top Fitness. So we all talk a lot about living an extraordinary life. And in order to live an extraordinary life, there's a whole bunch of buckets that you need to make sure are filled. And there's, you know, a career bucket and a relationship bucket and a finance bucket and all these different buckets. There's also a health and wellness bucket. And I will say that is the one bucket that you can have all the other ones. You can be making a ton of money. Your career could be on fire. You could have incredible relationships. If you are depleted in the health and wellness bucket, probably none of that stuff matters. So we launched Top Fitness to really help people think about those things that really matter the most, which is, our not only our physical well-being, but our mental well-being and our spiritual well-being. So we've got a whole bunch of different things that we do within Top Fitness, which I won't go into all of that stuff. But the other on the learning and development side that you had mentioned is our top advisors. I am wildly passionate about this, and it may not get as much attention as our Legend series gets a lot of attention because we bring these really iconic people on for live interactive discussions. And these are folks that people are typically used to just seeing them on TV, or maybe they see them on a big stage or they watch them on YouTube, but they're not used to interacting with them. So having those experiences is definitely very cool, and you definitely learn a lot from being on those calls. But I view those as more inspirational, aspirational. And I think what we need more of is tactical, practical. We need the recipe. We don't need the all high-level thinking, because I think this is a not the greatest analogy, but this is what pops into my mind. If you wanted to cook a delicious meal for your family tonight, but you didn't know how to cook and you didn't have a recipe, it's probably going to become pretty difficult. So a lot of people just stay at this 30,000 foot level. It's like, I want to do these great things, but they never get the roadmap. They never get the recipe for how do you do it. So we went out to 30 and now 32 of literally the best coaches and advisors in the world in different disciplines: leadership, entrepreneurship, innovation, AI, mindfulness, meditation, public speaking. And we asked them, will you be top advisors and hold office hours very similar to what people were used to in college? And they all said yes. So if you want to learn about innovation, you're going to learn from Jeremy Utley, who ran the D School at Stanford and wrote the bestseller Idea Flow. If you want to learn about leadership, you're going to learn from Lisa Lutoff-Perlo, who was the chairman of Royal Caribbean. If you want to learn about entrepreneurship, you're going to learn from Hap Claw, who founded North Face in 1968. If you want to learn about mindfulness and meditation, you're going to learn from a 30-year Navy SEAL, John McCaskill. If you want to learn about performance, you're going to learn from Andy Reese, who is the performance coach for the Chicago Bears, or Dana Cavalia, who is the performance coach for the New York Yankees, or Dr. Jeff Spencer, who is not only an Olympian, but he's the coach and advisor for U2, Richard Branson, Tiger Woods, Lance Armstrong, etc. If you want to learn about public speaking, you're going to learn from Heather Monahan, who just got back from Saudi Arabia, where she spoke to 250,000 people. There's just nothing like it on the planet to get tactical, practical advice where people are literally giving you the recipe. This is how they became best in class in innovation, public speaking, entrepreneurship, leadership, etc. So, as you can tell, I'm a little bit enthusiastic about that.
I love people that are so passionate, Scott. Like, that's really the core of creativity is passion. You're not going to be creative and keep thinking and keep innovating like you have with the Outlier Project. And that's kind of why I wanted to bring you on today, is because it's literally like, I don't want to say a case study, but most of the time we talk about creativity, it's like, oh, what can you do in your work? It's like, people, this is like a living, breathing how Scott took his passion and turned it into a thriving, transformational organization with people that care and with some of the top minds in the world to learn from. So I love that it's an incubator, but also like it's like continued college education, it almost seems like, right? Like even that next level of even beyond a doctorate, it's just incredible. I'm a huge advocate of being a lifelong learner. So Scott, just wrapping up today, what is one thing you would love to leave our listeners with? They have heard your impactful story of your outlier persona, if you will, as a kid, and how that has grown and become the Outlier Project, connected to so many incredible people. Your story and the project story is not even over in the least. From all of this, what is one thing that you'd love to leave them with?
Oh, only one. That's a tough one. I
Okay,
may give you two. I'm gonna
okay.
cheat and give you two. I think one is, I think sometimes people feel stuck, and they feel stuck from the things that they've done in the past, and they feel like that's their future. And I have just seen evidence of people being able to change like that. You just have to have a different mindset and say, that's not who I am anymore. This is who I identify with. And you can change in a moment and become anything you want to be. So I have this saying that rattles around in my brain every day, and it's see who you can become. And it's this curiosity of like, okay, I'm 57. The world is telling me that I should be maybe, pack on another 15 pounds or something. Like, oh, that's okay. You're getting older, or you don't have to be working this hard or doing this or doing that. And I'm like, I want to see who I can become. Like, it's not over. I'm excited about that. And then I guess the other thing that I would want to leave everybody with is I'm a true believer that adversity is a gift. I've been through tremendous adversity in my life, and I view it as a gift. I view it as the ability to build resilience for the next storm in life that's coming. So my relationship with adversity is a little bit different. I may not love that it's happening to me, but I do know that it's making me stronger. It's kind of like going to the gym and lifting weights. You're building yourself up for the future. So I think when I'm going through a tough time, I always think of adversity as being a gift. And when you do that, you never slip into kind of a victim mentality. It's very easy to slip into a victim mentality. It's seductive because if you're a victim, you don't have to take responsibility for anything. You can say, hey, it's my terrible boss, or it's, my parents, or it's my, significant other, or it's, my circumstances. But that's not true. So embracing adversity as a gift is a mindset that I think is life-changing for anybody. So I guess those are two things that popped into my brain.
Wow, so profound, Scott, and so accurate and deep. Those, thank you so much for leaving us with those today. Where can people learn more about you and the Outlier Project?
So if you want to learn about the Outlier Project, you can go to the outlierproject.live. That's the best place, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn and just say that you're interested in learning more. I'm happy to jump on a call with anyone who wants to connect with me and wants to learn more about the Outlier Project. Just make sure that you put that in the note when you connect, so that we can schedule some time and we can chat about whether it is the right community. There's a lot of great places out there for people to build relationships and to learn and develop. The Outlier Project is certainly not the only one, but it is the right place for a lot of people. So I'd love to explore that with folks.
Scott, thank you so much for your time today. This is such a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much, and thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks so much for joining us on this episode of The Edge of Creativity Podcast. Be sure to follow so you don't miss any of our upcoming conversations. We'll see you next time.